Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We were arrested yesterday.
Yeah, I can tell everyone at home exactly why we were arrested as well.
Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan are back in the news after being arrested yet again. This time, reportedly at the request of British authorities. And was Aiden Ross, the popular live streamer, to blame? We discuss these latest developments with the lawyers representing women suing Andrew Tate for sexual abuse and what role they may have played in this as well. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law and Crime. I'm Jesse Weber. Time to talk Andrew Tate and the new hot water he's in. So as we've reported before here on Sidebar, Andrew Tate is a widely popular British-American online social media influencer and former kickboxer. I'm talking about a man who has over 8.7, I think last time I checked was 8.9 million followers on X. He's known for his more controversial takes and opinions that many have seen and labeled as misogynistic and conspiratorial. In fact, he was arrested in Romania alongside his brother Tristan and two women back in December of 2022. He was reportedly accused of operating an illegal enterprise that engaged in human trafficking of women in Europe and the United States, as well as rape. The prime allegation, according to the local Romanian investigative agency, is that these brothers operated a webcam business that, quote, created an organized crime group with the purpose of recruiting, housing, and exploiting women by forcing them to create pornographic content meant to be seen on specialized websites for a cost. There are reportedly seven alleged victims here in this case. And at the time, there was a whole back and forth in which we reported here on Sidebar regarding the brothers' detention. They kept losing their appeals, and they spent 3 months in a Romanian jail. They were ultimately released in August. And since then, they were ordered to stay in Romania as that legal case moved its way through the court proceedings. Now, in fact, just this week, a Romanian court extended those travel restrictions for 60 days. And the Romanian system of law is very different than the United States system of law. The case is still in a preliminary stage in which the brothers can fight back against the evidence against them. But a trial hasn't even been set yet. Now, the Tates have very forcefully denied the allegations. They've claimed that they were targeted because of their wealth and their celebrity. In fact, after Romanian authorities had seized a number of Andrew Tate's assets, including cars, watches, and cash, he won a legal challenge against that seizure. Now, that kind of gets you caught up to speed on what we're talking about. But now let's get into the latest development. This new development is that the brothers were arrested again in Romania. This time, it was pursuant to a warrant issued by British authorities. According to Andrew Tate's team, it stems from charges of sexual aggression from a UK case dating back from 2012 to 2015. The Tate brothers actually conducted a live stream where they aired out their thoughts on this development.
They contacted Romania and told Romania to do its dirty work.
Romanian case is falling apart because it's garbage, and we are soon going to be completely free men.
Of course. That's the
hope. Because we're innocent. The UK know this. They must have heard. Our matrix attack in Romania has failed. So we now need a matrix attack against them in the UK. But we have a big problem. They haven't even lived in England for 10 years.
Now, you might be saying, how did this all come about? Well, in what is a very strange twist, it is being reported that it might have to do with popular online video gamer streamer Aiden Ross, because he allegedly said on a live stream recently that Andrew Tate was going to leave Romania, which would, as I mentioned, violate the conditions of his release.
Andrew had hit me up. He said, hey, I'm going to be leaving Romania soon and probably never coming back. If you want to come over and do a week of long streams and content before I leave, I think it'll be big. And it's basically now or never.
Well, Aiden Ross has since apologized.
I f***ed up And thank God he did not get put back in there because I would have felt really guilty. Tate had spoke to me and he said, dude, just come to Romania. I want to give my people and your people what they want to see. Let's do some content. You're okay, and I forgive you. Because I apologize. I felt really bad, bro. Like, really bad. And I really, really feel bad about that, and I'm sorry. I honestly did not mean for that to happen. My motive and my reason speaking about location was because I didn't want to get squatted.
Okay, so for more, let me bring on right now Matthew Jury and Jack Beeston from McHugh Jury & Partners. You might have remembered them. We've talked to these guys before several months ago. They are representing women who are suing Andrew Tate over various sexual abuse claims. Great to have you both here. Let's start right into it. Is it my understanding correct that you might have played a role in how all of this unfolded?
Yeah, good to see you again. I think it's fair to say, I mean, if I can just outline the sequence of events.
Please do.
It was brought to our attention that Aidan Ross had made this comment on one of his videos. I have to confess, I don't know who Aidan Ross is. I don't have any interest in who Aidan Ross is. It's not something I pay any attention to. But it was brought to our attention that Aidan Ross had made some comment that he received a message from Andrew Tate saying, if you want to interview me, you better come to Romania soon because I'm not going to be here for much longer. We interpreted that, not unfairly, I don't think, as...
Before you even get into that, how did you know about it? How did you know about it? How did you know what alerted you to the fact that Aidan Ross had said this? You hadn't been following him.
Yeah, no, of course. So, there's a group of people on social media who follow everything that Tate does. And these aren't Tate supporters. They're not Tate fans. You know, I think they refer to themselves as the Matrix, which is, you know, obviously just them being a little bit facetious, given Andrew Tate's conspiracy theories. But look, they follow all the Tate comings and goings, and they alerted us that this statement had been made by Aidan Ross, brought it to our attention. We took that information, we passed it on to the UK authorities, and we said to them, look, if you are investigating, if you are intending to take action, which we hope that you are, you better move soon, because if you don't, there's a real risk here that, you know, by the time that you do, Tate and his brother may well have left Romania, leaving you empty-handed. We brought that to the attention of the UK authorities last week, and then, of course, Tate was arrested along with his brother on Monday evening on the foot of an arrest warrant issued by the UK authorities. So Aidan Ross has since come out and issued a public apology, which is fairly amusing, saying that he feels responsible for all of this. Ultimately, yes. His rather loose comments were what set the hairs running and caused us to alert the UK authorities, which then ultimately led to the Tate's arrest on Monday.
Well, Jack, Matthew, explain to us what these charges are. In other words, you had mentioned, Matthew, that, you know, you were telling UK authorities if you're going to act, you might as well act now. Something might be happening where the brothers could flee. What are these UK charges? Are they tied to your case, to the allegations that you're alleging in any way?
So no, they're not, as we understand it, tied in any way to the allegations being brought forward by our clients, who are four victims of alleged rape and sexual violence by Tate. Their complaints were all subject to investigation by the Hertfordshire Constabulary. We understand that these are new complaints by additional women to the ones that we represent, which are subject to investigation by Bedfordshire Constabulary, which has led to the Crown Prosecution Service and the UK authorities issuing this request for Tate's extradition from Romania.
So Jack, I'm going to throw it to you because, again, and correct me if I'm wrong, the English police, they said that they were working with Romanian authorities on an investigation and allegations of rape and human trafficking. So, again, a lot of our viewers and listeners would want to know, what is this really about? What are UK authorities looking into here?
I mean, obviously, we can't comment on the specifics of an ongoing criminal investigation, and indeed, we don't have exact insight. It has been reported in Romanian media that there are 21 additional charges against both Andrew and Tristan. Obviously, it's impossible to say, you know, how many victims that would entail. But I think it kind of shows the scope of this thing. And if you take the charges of our, if you take the allegations of our clients, you take these additional British allegations from 2015, from 2012 to 2015, and you take the Romanian charges, which related to criminal activity ending in 2022. You take all of that together, the picture is of a decade of allegations against both Andrew and Tristan Tate, all related to accusations of serious sexual violence. So the scope of this thing really is very, very wide.
A lot of legal maneuvering in the Tate case makes you think about how important it is to have a great lawyer, not just if you find yourself in trouble, but what about if you get hurt, which happens to people across the country all the time. If you get seriously injured, it becomes so important to know what your legal rights are and whether you should be compensated for your injury. Well, enter Morgan & Morgan, the largest injury law firm in America and our proud sponsor here on Sidebar. Look, there is a reason that 3 million people call them every year. First of all, they've completely modernized the process for their clients, from submitting your claim to signing contracts to uploading documents to talking to your whole legal team. They have 4,000 support staff, by the way. It can all be done from your smartphone. It's that simple. It's that easy. An attorney will review your case in just 8 clicks. You can see if you have a case in minutes. But you know what makes Morgan & Morgan so big? They win a lot. I mean, they won't settle for lowball insurance offers. They are going to fight for the compensation you deserve, even if that means having to go to trial. I mean, they won multi-million dollar verdicts in all kinds of personal injury cases. And in terms of price, you only pay them if you win. There's no upfront fee. So to start your claim now with Morgan & Morgan, go to forthepeople.com/LCSidebar or click the link in the description and pinned in the comments. So a spokesperson of the Tates released a statement saying, "We unequivocally deny any accusations that Andrew or Tristan Tate intends to abscond from Romania to evade the judicial proceedings. Our clients are fully committed to actively participating in the legal process and defending their reputation." Goes on to say, "We believe this rumor has originated from a popular online influencer who misconstrued a text message from our clients while streaming live. There is simply no truth to it." What is your reaction to that statement? And I don't know if you had the opportunity to see the Tates respond in their live stream. I think it was on Rumble, where they talked a little bit more about this. What would be your response to that?
I mean, look, of course, they are completely free to deny the allegations, and it's right to emphasize that everyone is innocent until proven guilty. In terms of their comments that they've got no intention to flee Romania, they've already been caught once on telephone calls made from prison to those aiding and assisting them on the outside, discussing potential ways that they might bypass the prosecution in Romania. That's what I believe led them to have stricter bail conditions in the first place. In terms of what their message to Aidan Ross was, I think telling someone that you're not going to be in Romania much longer, I'm not really sure how else you interpret that as to anything other than they had an intention to leave. The criminal proceedings in Romania, the trial, the prosecution is going to go on for some time. So if they were saying they're not going to be there for much longer and they're going to be leaving sometime soon, that would suggest an intent to flee.
I think
that's a reasonable assumption.
Let me ask you about what happens now. My understanding is a Romanian court said that the Tates could be extradited to Britain, but the Romanian case has to be wrapped up. It has to be finished up first. I understand that they could be released from detention in the interim, which I think is what happened. We don't have an understanding, unless you do, about when what process we're in terms of the Romanian case, when it's going to be completed, what the status is. Can you give us any indication about what you know about the current state of the Romanian case and when and if the Tate brothers would be extradited to Britain?
I think at the moment that is in a... So the Romanian proceedings at the moment are in a... as you said, a sort of pre-trial phase. I think a number of initial hearings have been held. There was another There was a recent pre-trial hearing, which I think was adjourned until the 15th of March. So that we're recording on the 14th. So that should take place tomorrow, I believe. I could be wrong on that. And then eventually the trial will be listed. And I think that is probably likely to take place this year. Although, again, you know, I'm not an expert in Romanian law, but that's what our Romanian contacts have been telling us. In terms of the extradition request, our understanding again is that it has been granted, but suspended until the determination of the Romanian proceedings, and that would include time spent in Romanian prison. So until the Romanian criminal justice system has, you know, finished with its dealings with the Tates, this extradition request won't be granted. So it could, you know, obviously if they're sentenced to a prison term, that could be a number of years, but there's a lot of question marks and a lot up in the air at the moment.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And I should tell you that the Tate's lawyer, Eugene Vinnenek, I might mispronounce his name, but said that the court's decision to postpone extradition until after the remaining case is finished, quote, provides an opportunity for the brothers to participate fully in their defense, to proceed in a transparent manner. I'll give you, Matthew, an opportunity to respond to that.
I mean, that's not inaccurate, but in the context of the full statement by Tate's spokesperson and by his lawyer in this on this occasion, it's wrong to spin it as somehow that the decision to postpone the extradition proceedings to the UK is somehow speaks to the strength of the Tate's defence. It's standard, you know, make an extradition request while other criminal prosecution's ongoing. It's standard to allow the criminal prosecution that's been brought first to reach its conclusion. I mean, that's how it should be. What has happened here is the extradition request has been approved. This is important to say. It's been approved by the Romanian court. It's merely been stayed or postponed until such time as the Romanian proceedings have ended.
Right.
So what I would say is you can't spin this as a win for the Tates. The inevitable outcome of this and really what this means is whatever happens in Romania, whether the Romanian prosecution is successful or not, they will be facing criminal prosecution in England. That's going to happen.
And I want to finish it up on this note because I understand, Matthew, you have been speaking quite publicly about your concern over disinformation that has been coming out. If you can briefly explain what you mean by that and how it relates to these recent developments.
Well, I had the unfortunate displeasure of having to watch some of Andrew Tate's so-called, is it what, emergency war room alert sessions or whatever he calls them the other evening. And it's fairly clear what they're trying to do is they're trying to suggest that somehow this extradition request is either as a consequence of the civil case, it's not, or it's connected to the Hertfordshire victims, our clients, it's not. It's actually in respect of additional new complaints brought by additional women on top of the existing complaints and the victims that we already know about, thereby increasing the number of women who have brought allegations of rape and serious sexual violence against Tate. And that's what they're trying to avoid people cottoning onto, that this increases the numbers of women who are out there who are saying that Tate raped them.
What a case. What a case. What a development. We're going to continue to follow it. Matthew Jury, Jack Beeston from McHugh Jury and Partners, thanks so much for coming on, helping us understand the latest, and let's stay in touch as the case progresses.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, that's all we have for you right now in this episode of Sidebar. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. I'll speak to you next time.